Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, happy COVID day, if we can say that. 5 years after the fact. You heard Dr. Nicole Sapphire. What is it that are the takeaways? And who is it that screwed up royally? When is the day of reckoning? You could say in some ways Fauci's had a mini day of reckoning, not what he deserves, but he got damaged by this in some ways. Phil Murphy, no, they reelected. They didn't seem to think he was a causal element. Wolfman Hack was headed out the door. I want to pivot, though, to something else, too. And you see some, like Reason Magazine, libertarians that I respect, making a case that I think is wrong. I think we're exactly right. And we can't do it quickly enough to kick out, you can use deport, I'm going to use kick the hell out, Columbia student Mahmoud Khalil. This is under... The fact that Hamas, which he is a big supporter of, is a terrorist organization. I'm not just saying it. That's by law. That's what it is. And he's not only supporting them with speech, he's working to support them in multiple ways. And he's clear. And again, remember, he's here on a visa. He wants to destroy Western civilization. So in what universe are we making some so-called constitutional plea here, like a suicide pact? We're going to go down and we're going to feel good about ourselves because Mr. Khalil at Columbia can stay here and do all these nonsense. No, he's on his way to be kicked out, deported, and I support that. This is under Section 237. It allows the Secretary of State to seek to deport an alien whose presence or activities in the United States, the Secretary of State has reasonable ground to believe would potentially serious adverse foreign policy consequences for the U.S. It's also backed up because, as I said, by law, Hamas is a terrorist organization. It's not just me saying it. It's what they've been deemed. Are we nuts that we're debating, oh, freedom of speech? It's not just about speech, and it's about the hell they're putting Jewish students through. 855-839-1210. And again, we don't have this tripwire here. This guy is not an American citizen. He's toxic. He's here at our pleasure, and we're not being pleased by this anymore. But we're told all the ramifications of this. Now, look, I look at these things on a case-by-case basis. Could there be a case where it's more questionable and we go down that path and all that? Okay. But this, to me, is pretty clear-cut what this guy's been engaged in and why he's got to go and why an example has to be made and why maybe as many as hundreds more, why do we need them here? Well, we're proving something about ourselves. You must be anti-American. You don't get that's what America's all about. No, it's not. No, it's not about this nonsense for the reasons I just gave you. He's got to go. And this whole network that's built up hiding behind all this stuff on college campuses until one of these Looney Tunes inspires or goes over the line even more himself, that has to go. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. So are you concerned where you got to come down on the side? We hear this all the time, freedom. It's not just speech. And we've been through this before, by the way, with colleges. When you're talking about speech that is discriminatory, targets Jewish students, going after them in various ways, and you're here on a visa, really? You think we're going to continue with this game with these people? I don't think so. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210, 855-839-1210. Ann Coulter has surfaced saying, boy, talk about a fall from grace. Yeah, you don't want to see Ann Coulter up close. Oh, God. Just a...
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, no, it's she used to be a thing, but not so much anymore. And she surfaced saying, well, this is clearly a freedom of speech case, and others trying to make that case. I don't see it at all in that manner that this is what it's about for the reasons I just gave you. It's pretty clear. This guy is a template. He's the face of people that should be removed. Well, you don't have much face in the country then, do you? Yeah, I do. But I also have realism here that this is very dangerous stuff. This guy's about the destruction of Westerns. That's what these Hamas, and that's what these groups are about. It's not just the Jews. It's not just Israel. They don't like Western civilization. They want to demean women. They want to attack women. They want to keep women down. They hate Jews. They don't want Israel there. And they're here in this country having a picnic, hiding behind this on college campuses. And we're going to say, oh man, I don't want to be in a country that would silence this guy's freedom of speech. Is it really about that? Now, you could say anything you want, even if I dip. It doesn't matter about Israel, sure, about Netanyahu, about Trump, about yada, yada, yada. But what you cannot do is being aiding and abetting probably the most prominent terrorist group out there in Hamas. And that's exactly what this guy's been engaged in. Does he have a right to his day in court? God, I don't even know if I'm going to go there with that. I don't see what his rights are, given the facts as we see them. You want to go through that, that's fine. But again, your rights are more limited. You're here on a visa. Why in the world would we argue this is good for this country? What's the argument? Well, people on the other sides are. And we hear this is Nazi Germany. No, it's not. This guy, if anything, would be the one that would side with Nazis when it comes to Jews and when it comes to his attitude toward women. It's very clear. And what they're doing to Jewish students on campuses that he's involved in and others is just criminal. And we go through this again and again and again. All right, 855-839-1210, you can get on board. Do you see it the other way? Do you see this as a, again, we can never untangle people screaming freedom of speech. I think I entangled it by giving you the various ways this differs from just speech. And it's also his status, and it's the status of the group that he exemplifies. Let's destroy Western civilization. Now, if some American academically wanted to say America, Western civilization sucks. It always has, etc. We should be moving away. Yeah, you can say that. I'm not saying you can't say that. But this is clearly over the line to any reasonable person. And when we get cases like this, why would people want to turn himself into knots and to say the country is over if we deport a guy like this? So let's think about it. National Democrat Party, they're dying on the Hill, another 80-20 issue of what? They're dying on the Hill with guys like this and Dylan Mulvaney, who was on The View again. They're dying on the trans Hill. They're dying on the radical Hill. And what are two things they both have in common? Dylan Mulvaney, who, look, is mentally ill, you know, can say whatever. That's sad. But the people supporting this are diminishing women in sports. And the people supporting guys like this and this philosophy are diminishing women. Woman has every right she wants to put on the headgear, to cover up, impure, whatever it is. In America, knock yourself out. You can do that. But guess what? We have the right to say, I don't care what you say. That's the way you see it. The way I see it, putting women through this is diminishing women. It's putting down women. You have the right to do it, but I have the right to express that. And this guy is engaged in something that is over the line, that is illegal. You can't find a better case of a purveyor of a group that has been legally now deemed a terrorist group. And I think the thing from Rubio's office is, it's not just about demonstrating, protesting, it's about the infrastructure of aiding and abetting Hamas. Is that not something that you would be deported for? Of course you would be. Why would this even be a case? Democrats making it a huge case. They want to continue to consort. And I bet this is more than 80-20. This might be 90-10. Well, Americans are wrong. They don't believe in freedom of speech. Always resorting to that there are no exceptions to this until some conservative says something they don't like, and then you have to be canceled forever. They know in their hearts, at least the more reasonable ones, this guy's out of bounds. This is an out-of-bounds situation. Now, could there be closer calls with some of these people? Sure. This guy, not even a close call. All right, let me go to Joe in Columbus, and Joe's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Hey, Dom, in reference to what you just discussed, whatever happened to see something, say something?
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, but I don't know what we're, you know, the Jersey Transit plays it all the time. What are we supposed to say? I saw this guy look suspicious, drop it. No. You're supposed to just say something. Okay.
Well, and, you know, this guy, plain and simple, no further explanation. You violated your visa. Get out of here. You're done.
Yeah, exactly. There's no legal standing here with an American citizen. These are a lot closer calls. You need a lot more. This is very, very clear. It's not just speech. It's aiding and abetting these terrorists.
Right. And, Dom, it's their gradual infiltration of their moral fabric or lack of that they're trying to impose on us at a graduated pace.
Well, so, and Joe, to that point, that's a challenge. He wants to destroy Western civilization, replace it with Sharia law, and he wants to boss around, diminish God knows what, women. That's exactly what this is about.
Right. Dom, if I can give you my recollection of 9-11, COVID, it was a year after they shut down baseball and all sports. COVID was still alive and well the second year, and I was sitting in a Virginia Tech Notre Dame football game, shoulder to shoulder with strangers. And, you know, and like I said, COVID was still alive and well and feared. And I was with a friend of mine who was an alumnus of Virginia Tech, and I asked him, I said, what does the stadium hold? And he said 48,000. And I was going from the high highs of, you know, we'll say the Rose Bowl, the Coliseum, 100,000+. And I came up with a conservative. I went right on my phone to my calculator. I did a conservative average, or what I thought was conservative, 25,000 fans, 11 games, 256 Division I football schools. I came up with over 70 million people watched COVID that year. And it was the same year they were calling Trump rallies super spreaders. And I said, how can you call them super spreaders with 25,000 people, but you're not even going to touch college football? And I just knew something was up at that point, because they didn't blackball NCAA sports whatsoever.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on. Well, the classic was Phil Murphy, who's on with Tucker Carlson, saying, I'm not going to shut down liquor stores because alcoholics need liquor. But Tucker said, you're shutting down churches. And he said, that's above my pay grade when asked about it.
Right. He gave that up. When you come up with 70 million people, which is a fifth of the country population watching college football, and you're not saying boo, I knew there was, I was safe. And I'm unvaccinated, I'll tell you right now. So,
all right, Joe, what's your California thing?
My side question, and it hit home personally because I got sent out there, was the history of California earthquakes. My former engineering firm sent me out there to evaluate that double-decker Embarcadero freeway that basically turned into a tomb. We had to go out and evaluate the failure of that structure.
Boy, yeah.
That was once my former company's design. And we had to keep an eye on the goal and not what was buried inside that, that structure.
Gotcha. That's a great one. Earthquakes, definitely. Coming up, more of your calls, and former producer Anthony DiRenzo stopped in today and made a point to me about what we're seeing with our 401ks and stocks falling, et cetera, and what Trump is trying to do based upon differing generations and how they may see it. I'll tell you what that is. I think for people that are his age, that are watching it, they may see it a little bit differently than people who are feeling 401k time is devastating. All right, the White House is doing a brief. We may jump into that if it's about the latest stock failure today. The argument is, as much as I can piece it out, Trump is trying to return American businesses, a business back to America. The way to do that is to break down the advantage you get by being in these foreign countries. So I'll give you that angle. A lot of people want to get in, though, particularly on this guy at Columbia, or really, I'm not even sure he's a graduate student at Columbia. Now, if it goes to court, okay, let's see what he's really been up to. But every time I see this and see guys like this and see the left, except for Bill Maher, who's a liberal, not a progressive, Bill Maher speaks out about this, about this guy's version of religion and how they view women. How could anybody be dying on this hill for this guy? Well, I will, disagree with you violently, but fight for your right to say it. It's not just saying it. It's supporting, aiding, abetting in multiple ways one of the most virulent group of individuals we've ever seen, Hamas. That's what it's about. 855-839-1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, Tom G. or Dano's show. Great calls today in the fifth anniversary of COVID. Even though Dan and I were still here, I wasn't in the Dom Dome yet. But it was right around this day that the World Health Organization, that's the other thing, thank God they've been unmasked, but they did declare the pandemic and then everything started to move. We're kind of looking at that. Still not a day of reckoning. And that day, well, that period of time really set off the division even worse than anything that we can imagine. By the way, Mike Gibson, Mike, you got to get out more. You got to give it up. I know Henry asked me, are you being serious on Twitter? That says that Scott Presler should be charged with harassment. I think you got to be within a 1 or 2 foot zone of harassment. He's standing 15 feet away.
At least like shouting or something.
Yeah, right. Talking to women at the door. Might I ask you to vote against the Supreme Court? Did you know they did this? Where's the harassment?
Can I approach?
Can I approach? He goes. That's like he throws his, you know, like, great seeing him on YouTube at that. The door knocking seminar with this guy. There ought to be a film about him, at least a documentary. If I had the funding and time, I would just follow this around. It is, I've seen it up close. It is the Pied Piper. That's exactly what it is and what he's doing. And guess what? They know what he's going to do in Jersey. He's going to win Jersey, despite some of the Republicans there not getting the memo. Dom Giordano's not radioactive. Richie always not radioactive. Matt Rooney's not radioactive. Harry Hurley, well, he may be radioactive. No, kidding. Harry Hurley's not radioactive. Why are we not at their upcoming convention? What the heck's wrong with us? You know, all four of us are all radioactive. Oh, yeah, those guys. Can't have them here. We want to win this time. All right. We'll see. You're not going to win just by grinding it out and saying we're all moderate. We're tapioca. You're going to win with policies that people actually want. Let's go to Richard in Westchester on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Richard. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Greetings. I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, I received a letter from the American Board of Internal Medicine, associated also with the American Board of Pediatrics and then Emergency Room Medicine, threatening that all physicians that if they spread, quote, COVID misinformation, which they never truly defined, that we would lose our board certification, which is essentially a death penalty in the field of medicine. It's like losing your bar certification as a lawyer. And I don't think they ever rescinded that. And I think the confidence in the medical profession has taken a nosedive, and I think it's well deserved.
And Richard, I think that's when we first really got to hear you. You know, I remember some calls early on around that, and that's how it all blossomed with your status as a big time regular. Yeah, it was during that. So, what's your California association?
Well, I always loved New Year's Day and the Rose Bowl, especially in a Big Ten team. And to me, that was football in the old days.
Gotcha. All right. That's National California Day. And, of course, Newsom out there. Coming up, Dan Musser is right there, ready to vote in Congress. And later today, he will be voting congressman from Pennsylvania. Big Trump guy, might run for governor. That'd be a heck of a race. We'll take you inside the shutdown and see what he says about it. I'll tell you what the White House is saying about the latest free-for-all of the Dow. I'm not in their camp on this. You're going to tell me if you are or not. The big picture, am I missing it? All straight ahead. First, though, let's talk about Sicily. It's been said you just don't visit Sicily. You fall head over heels in love with this ancient crossroads of civilization. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they've all left their cultural mark. I'd like you to join me and Ro, the sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria. Ro's country, the family, the old family back in the day. This fall, we may run into some of the Paganos there. If I'm headed to Europe again, there's only one tour company to go with, Conservative Tours. Ken Chase and the boys, $55.44. That includes airfare. The dining events, stuff of legend. Bustling Palermo, Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. All you have to do is go to the website, get all the information, and be ready to go. Go to conservativetours.com or call them as the more direct way, 888-733-9494. We will even enjoy the Godfather tour. Visit all the locales from the movie. Think about it. The crown jewel of Sicily has to be Taormina. And I'll see you in Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. It's ancient, charming, picturesque, and always a country within a country. I will see you in Savoca if you call 888-733-9494. All right, Dom Giordano Show, big issues, big guests, right there in the belly of the beast. Joining us is Congressman Dan Muser from Pennsylvania here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, big day. Thanks for joining us. Quarterback the scene there in the House. What is happening? What's your perception of what will happen around this CR bill?
Dom, hey, great to be with you. Well, what's going to happen is this. They claim that there's a couple of holdouts, but we know there'll be one. We're going to pass this CR later today, and it's not the most preferred outcome, but it really sets the stage for everything else we needed to do. It gives us a runway for the reconciliation bill, for all of the other measures that are in the America First plan, the White House on board, the House is on board, and when it gets over to the Senate, we shall see if we're going to need seven Democrat senators to also be on board with our 53 Republicans, and if they aren't, then they are shutting down the government. You know, Dom, you know what's really crazy about this? What we're talking about is a budget bill that was passed by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrats. Now I come into my office, and I was on the House floor, and I'm watching Nancy Pelosi and every other nut that's frankly trying to con the American people into thinking and accomplice of a media that this is some sort of horrific thing to do. It's the same bill as last year with a couple of revisions. And just very quickly, one of them is a $20 billion reduction to the IRS, which I guarantee you most Americans are for. That was unused money because they didn't hire those 80,000 new agents. Mm-hmm. They only hired 15,000, by the way. So that saved us $20 billion. And $10 billion from commerce. Okay, so everything else, and we have increases, a $6 billion increase to the PACT Act benefiting veterans, a $7.6 billion in the WIC program for women and infants, 10% raise for our military troops, $12 billion for 28 new Navy ships. Look, they're nuts. We're doing something here. We're trying to be responsible, set a stage for strengthening our national security, strengthening our economy. And you know what they're doing? They're doing nothing other, Dom, than trying to preserve and protect the swamp and lie to the American people about us looking to cut Medicaid, because that couldn't be further from the truth.
Let me talk about that. That's the big one. Of course, we're going to go down that path. You know, would there be a look either through Elon Musk or some other aegis of what we talk about, some of the people on Medicaid that it's perceived should not be on that, you know, they're not credible, they're able-bodied, they shouldn't be on Medicaid? Or are you saying we're not even going to be looking at that as we move forward?
Oh, absolutely. The American people can count on DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, whereby, by the way, the Democrats have their own DOGE, and it's known as Democrats Obsessed with Government Excess.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's pretty much it. No, we are going to root out waste, abuse, fraud, corruption, and those who are ineligible receiving taxpayer dollars. As a matter of fact, I have a bill ordering those departments in the bill, making it a required law, that they have better systems for overpayments, and they have a operation in place for collections on overpayments for recovery, which currently, I guess, believe it or not, but you believe it, they do not do. When they overpay somebody, basically they don't even do anything about it.
What? They don't try to recover it even. Oh, my God.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
We
right.
hear from here, you know, the usual gaggle in the Philadelphia suburbs, Madeline Dean. I call her the Dean of Decency. She goes on
decency.
Shows here locally and says, I am a no because this is not a clean bill. What the heck do they mean by that? And what's the Republican response to that nonsense?
Well, I think if it were 100% clean, the only thing that's not clean about it, a clean CR, which again is their budget from last year.
Right.
And perfectly without 0.1% change, that would make it a clean in their view, I guess. We did do because we have the extra cash that was allocated and not used. From the IRS, which I mentioned, the $20 billion, and the $10 billion coming out of commerce. And we added in those other variables, those other programs that I mentioned, $6 billion for PAC, flood insurance. We extended those programs, like $420 million for food delivery to seniors in the commodity supplement food program. You know, why my friend Madeline would be against that? Look, they're just against it because they're making things up. And you know what their other reasoning is, by the way, for being against it?
What's that?
They would, because they want DOGE to slow down.
Right.
That's what they stated in their negotiations. They want DOGE to like stop and cease. And the other thing is that they want no cuts to Medicaid. And that's just a complete utter falsehood, utter farce, a complete fabrication. Nobody's looking to cut Medicaid benefits. I'll clarify benefits. But if there's waste, abuse, and fraud, and
right.
by the way, the government, the OMB, as well as the GAO, stated that there's $50 billion of overpayments and waste
wow.
taking place.
I wanted to squeeze in one other question, because I know you're being generous with your time. I waited until you came on today to get your take first. We talked about it yesterday. This auto pen business being looked at with Biden and Mike Johnson, the speaker, yeah. saying that Biden told him he didn't even know he signed an executive order. What do we know about that? What are you saying about it?
Well, that point where Mike Johnson said, speaker, that's totally true. I saw him that afternoon after he came back from the White House, and he privately told me that story. And then he said it in conference, and you know clearly he's saying it to the American public. Yeah, that he asked. You know, he's from Louisiana, you know, an energy producing state like Pennsylvania, and he said, Mr. President, you just put a prohibition on exports of LNG, a new LNG projects, and President Biden said, no, I didn't. I just told him to do a study. So yeah, he didn't know what he was signing. Who was actually running the White House is a good question. Some say it was Jake Sullivan. I tend to lean in that direction. Barack Obama, and Jill Biden to an extent. I mean, we saw the mental decline. We saw what was going on. We saw him shaking hands with no one. We also saw the media and all his sycophants around him. That all they care about is power and control and not what's in the best interest of our country. stating that he was fine, where he clearly was not fine.
Well, this could even be a criminal matter, I think, if you're using that auto pen to sign things that only the president is supposed to be signing.
Yeah, it could be. But that's another investigation, perhaps that our committee will consider. But, you know, on the same note, yeah, we got to go back and make sure that such things weren't falsified, or it's going to be tough, though. It's going to be tough. Look, they did a lot of things that we were very, very troubled by. Unfortunately, the American people recognized it and threw them the hell out.
Congressman, thank you very much. Thanks for the insight. Happy voting today, and thank you for joining us again.
Hey, Dom, really appreciate you. Keep up the great work. Thanks very much.
Congressman Dan Muser here. All right, Madeline Dean, that bill is not clean. Send it out there. Launder it. Madeline, I slipped up there
a little bit.
Decency. Yeah, it's not decent either.
Decency.
What is wrong with people in these suburbs? We go through this all the time. By the way, the Joe Kahn guy, and that's a great guy that you want as a DA, the con man out in Bucks County, is running. Thank you, Bill from Bucks. And he'll be running against a very good DA out there. Does he have a chance? Yeah, he's going to have a lot of money, the usual organizations. Larry Krasner of the suburbs, Joe Kahn. All right, so put that on your radar screen. I know they're ready out there in Bucks County. All right, coming up, more of your calls at 855-839-1210. We got a lot of great stuff today on people going back 5 years. Seems like an eternity. The things that happened, Bucks County was an epicenter of this. I'd love to just get Dr. Damsker on one more time. Remember hearing him talk? Remember the surge he had because of how credible he was? You don't need 6 feet in schools. 3 feet's plenty. Wow, that opened up everything. What are we waiting for? I want to say, too, on the upside, I remember the Souderton School District fondly. They did the right things. They were very creative. More so than others, kept kids in school. Catholic schools, same thing. Why didn't the public schools do that? Well, people like Randy Weingarten, public enemy number one, who helped to drive this. All right, also coming up, I'll ask Dan and Henry. I'm not sure if Anthony DiRenzo popped in and saw me today, former producer. He thinks there might be younger people not minding, in his mind, what Trump is doing with the tariffs and even liking it because he's bringing back, allegedly, in this American business, and that'll be good. It's a long-term plan. This is the blunt stick to do it. All I know is what's going on right now, they do have to do a better job of connecting those dots, making that case. The markets are not buying it. And it brings up the question, is the stock market a pretty good metric? Rand Paul yesterday wrote a brilliant piece on Twitter. Why it is a pretty good metric of where people are. Is the stock market not good for America? Yeah, I'm in a camp that think it's a pretty good metric. Well, that's just greed. You're just looking at your 401k. I am. 855-839-1210. If they made the argument enough, we had Steve Moore on yesterday, that this is really about the long-term health of America. And you're going to have this pain during this period of time. This is pretty painful. All right. Let's face it, most people fear the dentist. A lot of people do anyhow, at some level. If not fear, it's like, it's that time again. It's called dentophobia. But Dr. Benz knows this, and I've seen over the years how he treats patients to deal with this. One patient came in with a full-on anxiety attack, tears and all. Dr. Benz and his great staff work with her every step of the way, doing whatever it took. Every appointment to make her feel comfortable, gave her space when she needed, and slowly showed her a positive, comfortable, and safe experience. Now, after a few months, she's comfortable, confident when she visits. This is my dentist. This is my guy. I don't trust, it's not just your teeth, it's oral health, your overall health to anybody. So if you want great dental care, maybe you're just a little bit fearful. You wouldn't even call it, you're anxious about it. Yeah, you don't like that. This is going to be a pleasant dental experience for you. Just give Dr. Benz a call. Get that initial look-see. Maybe dental work you've been putting off. Call 6949. Make that appointment right now. Finally get the smile you've always wanted to and great health and dental care. 610-272-6949. The website, Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. All right, Dr. Dano. Oh, sorry. Yeah, there you go. Good song.
My bad.
California.
Hey, can I take my answer off the board?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't get yours. Yeah.
The way people talk in California, they use something that not many people elsewhere use, something called vocal fry. So when I think of when I think of California, it's
always
the Valley Girl vocal fry.
Also, Stewie? We have to give him credit that dude originated there, I think.
I think it originated there.
Yes, that's... Josh Shapiro.
Why don't you talk with some vocal fry, Dom? I've never heard it from you.
Yeah, rest of the show.
These
tariffs, dude, they're like bogus, man.
Man.
I don't know what to do about them, bro.
Yeah, I had a physical therapist that talked like that once. And even though it was brilliant therapy, it was a little bit, do this business, you get the cadence of it, and it's... not a great cadence. I don't think you could be president speaking like that, nor could you be president speaking...
Why are you talking like that?
Why are you talking like that?
Because this is my voice?
This is my voice.
No, it's not. I heard you talking a minute ago. I know you don't talk like that.
Neither do you, because nobody actually talks like this.
All right, well, Kamala Harris does. Just think of the bullet we dodged. She's speaking at an AI conference. This is Cut 14 yesterday. Over the weekend, she's speaking at it. Listen to this word salutary.
I was willing to give up whatever might be the trackings of Kamala Harris's particular fondness for nacho cheese Doritos for the sake of getting a big bag of Doritos as I watched the Oscars.
That's the consumer behavior.
And that's right, but here's the thing. At what point do we also... uplift and highlight the consumer's right to also expect, and you can debate with me if it should be a right, I think it should, to expect that the innovation would also be weighted in terms of solving their everyday problems, which are beyond my craving for Doritos, but about whatever, and I know the work is happening around, scientific discoveries, for example, to cure long-standing diseases. But I'm going to throw out another one. And you all, again, please get back to me any information you have. I would love it if there would be an investment of resources in solving the affordable housing issue in America. Like, help me with that.
All right, well, wait a minute. Deport people that are here illegally. J.D. Vance making a great point. I'm not going to play it now. We know with in big cities, at least like New York, rentals, but he's claiming even with housing, when you bring in 10, 12, who knows how many million people, you're creating more housing shortages and you're driving up prices. He spoke to the League of Cities, and that's when the hecklers started. They couldn't take it that J.D. Vance would dare utter that as a problem with people coming here illegally. In the numbers that we've seen. All right, let me take a couple more calls. Speaking of RFK Jr., we've already done that a couple times today. He did go to get some fries. I'm not sure if he was eating a hamburger or not with Hannity.
Poutine?
And he didn't mention what we have from... I forgot to mention that yesterday, that I have never heard of the Burger King element that Henry was outraged that we didn't know about.
Aioli!
Yes, or Ioya, or it's not the same thing, Aioli. Maybe I have heard of it. It's just a different
pronunciation. Did you go home and have a conversation with Rose?
Yes. She stands by that Ioya, and we'll have to make some for him. She's always willing to do that.
This is the only time I'll ever say this.
Yeah.
Ro, you're wrong, and I'm only saying that in the hopes that you call us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
The only reason I will never, ever say
it. I don't know what anniversary or what
well,
it would
that,
take.
Well, that encouraged her to call. I don't think so.
I happen to be doing Saturday mornings in addition to the weekday for One Point helping the station, and she calls in because of Crocodile Dundee holding up the baby near alligators. That's what propelled her to go nuts.
I never thought I'd see the day would say, Roji or Dono, you're wrong, but it's desperation at this point. You got to call us, Ro, please.
Yeah, that's the only time. I'd like to have her and Maisie both on the line. I don't think we've ever heard Maisie too much green eye shade
stuff.
She'll
record one of our dinners sometimes.
Yeah.
I got to have you over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's where we're at. She's willing to be taped. I don't know if she has an editor or not. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Let's go to Phil in Delaware, who's been holding. All right, Phil, good afternoon. What do you have today, Phil?
Good afternoon. Great listening to you. A few quick things before I get to the side question. I think the big word for that guy protesting, so to speak, is incitement.
Yes.
All they want to do is incite, get people sucked in, and do their things.
Yeah, so Phil, to your point, that's one aspect. He's not just standing there yelling from the river to the sea and all that nonsense. He's inciting people. He's organizing. Some believe he's fundraising, doing other things around Hamas. And that's clearly illegal.
New revenue stream for him.
Yeah.
The next thing is, when I was campaigning for a council, I had my mask with my name on it. So when they would look through the screen, they would clearly see my name, because we started looking at people's masks and faces.
Yeah, remember that? The whole mask thing? We had unusual masks, people wearing different masks. I feel sorry. I still see people. We shop weekly. I'd say every single week I see at least one person in Giant and Flower Town with a mask on. Last week it was three that I saw. Now, they may have an underlying thing. I'm not mocking that. But it still seems to be amazing this late in the game to be walking around with mask on.
Yeah, and funny you should mention about anniversaries. I remember a group of us were the last out of a bar when they were closing things down. It felt like the closing scene on Cheers.
Oh, very nice.
We didn't know if they were going to ever reopen, and we were sad to miss our bartenders and restaurant servers.
Sure. Phil, hit me with what do you associate with California?
A couple years ago, I had gotten a postcard from my brother, and the title of it was Four Seasons of California: Smog, Fires, Earthquakes, and Pot.
Very nice. Henry had the three W's there before: women, weed, and weather.
The recipe is
attraction. I still think the women are overrated. I don't get that. Wish they could all be California girls, but then my song was Wish They All Could Be South Philly Girls. Not going to beat me on that. Absolutely.
You want to sing some of that for us?
I haven't written the full lyrics. I do know where you would go to see all this, though. Passyunk and Mifflin, right there. Right near the museum that I'm in, the Italian-American Museum. Right there. Any time of day, if you're driving by now, just tell me. There's three or four women walking by. You go, yeah, you're right. Any time of day. You don't have to go to Broad and Walnut or Broadway in New York. 855-839-1210. Coming up, we're going to talk with fabulous name. This is almost like Dawn Fantasia, the assemblywoman, Zen Honeycutt, who is one of the leaders in the Make America Healthy Again movement / RFK Jr. So what is it, women who came to the Republican side, what do they want? What is it that should be the driving force here? And we'll have, of course, Dom's Money Melody, $50 gift card to Burger King, all in a spectacular 2 o'clock hour.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.